Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 14 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Our Lifeline. Sarah Young once said, "Hope is like a golden cord connecting you to heaven. The more you cling to this cord, the more God can bear the weight of your burdens. Heaviness is not of God's kingdom. Cling to hope, and God's light will reach you through the darkness." Today's text is Psalm 62, verses 5 through 7a. "Let all that I am quietly wait before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone." Psalm 62 was written by David in a season of trouble. David had seen enough warfare to know that God alone was his rock and salvation. In Psalm 62, David refers to God as his salvation and refuge 4 times, and his rock 3 times. In verse 5, David says, "My hope is in him." The word hope is tikva. The original meaning of tikva is to stretch like a rope, and can be translated as rope or cord. So the hope David refers to is his lifeline. His hope in God is the rope he holds to guide him through life's uncertainties. Beth Moore shares this application about tikva. Every one of us is hanging on to something or someone for security. If it's someone or something other than God alone, you're hanging on by a thread, the wrong thread. It's hard to think about a cord of hope without thinking about Rahab in Joshua 2. And here is an interesting fact. The same word, tikva, is used 2 times in the story of Rahab. Here are the 2 scriptures with the word tikva emphasized. Joshua 2:21. "And she said, 'According to your words, so be it.' Then she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord, or tikva, in the window." And Joshua 2:18, "Behold, when we come into the land, you shall tie this scarlet cord, or tikva, in the window through which you let us down. And you shall gather into your house your father and mother, your brothers, and all your father's household." Rahab used tikva to let down the Israelite spies from her household and allow them to escape. The spies then instructed her to tie a scarlet cord, tikva, in the window as her hope for rescue. If she had the scarlet cord tied in her window, she and her entire family would be spared. Since hope and cord are used interchangeably for tikva, the spies tell Rahab to tie this scarlet hope in her window. When Israel attacked Jericho and the walls came tumbling down, Rahab and her family were saved. Their salvation was tied to the cord of hope. This is a picturesque description and illustration of our lifeline of hope. The word tikva is actually used 34 times in the Old Testament. 13 of those times are found in the book of Job. Here are a few more of those times found in Scripture. Psalm 71:5. "For you, O Lord, are my hope, tikva, my trust, O Lord, from my youth." Proverbs 23:18. "Surely there is a future, and your hope, tikva, will not be cut off." Proverbs 24:14. "Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope, tikva, will not be cut off." And Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope," or tikva. Our hope connects us to God to give us comfort in our times of trouble. God is our salvation, refuge, and rock. He is our rope of hope. The Lord is our lifeline. Since we always have Him, we constantly have something solid to hold on to. here are some questions for you to consider today. What are your thoughts that tikva means both hope and cord? Thinking on past experiences, what are some other lifelines besides God that you have tried to hold on to? What was the result? And finally, in light of the cord of hope, how important is it that Scripture declares your hope will not be cut off in Proverbs 23:18, 24:14? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.